Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lortide. I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib, and we have a great show for you today. And if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're going to talk about Jermall Charlo, charged with three felony robbery counts. Yeah, okay. We're also going to break down the Paul versus Woodley fight tonight on pay-per-view. But first, we're going to get started with some of the action this weekend. Not a whole lot of action going on here, but in Kentucky. Yeah, right, in Kentucky. Ty Tomlin, friend of the show, versus Ira Terry. Tomlin knocked out Ira Terry in the fifth round. Now, the big thing here for me, the big takeaway here was for me, not that he just won the fight, not that he knocked the guy out. The venue was in Kentucky, which isn't a big fight town anyway. It was at the Oak Grove Racing and Gaming Hotel. It was sold out, Bede. This guy sold over 1,000 tickets. Now, he was the headliner there.
That's good for a local show.
That's amazing.
Really good for a local show.
That's amazing for a local show. For something like that, to sell 1,000 tickets and nothing else going, nothing really going on, yeah, that's huge. So he's a big draw right there in the South, right in Tennessee, right in Kentucky. That's, you know, his hometown, Tennessee. So, yeah, that was great for him. Also across the pond, Anthony Yard versus Alex Thuran. Yard with a first-round KO over Thuran. Was this fight televised, Beeb? I saw the actual knockout and everything like that, but was this fight televised?
I think it was on BT Sport, but I don't think it was televised for us.
Gotcha. Okay, so it was on BT Sport. I was wondering if it was on DAZN or something like that. But yeah, I didn't catch that either, man. That was crazy. Like I said, I caught the finish of the fight. You know, it was only one round. So what are you gonna do? But that was it for this weekend's action. Let's talk about the upcoming fights, and we're gonna break this fight down for you tonight. Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley tonight on Showtime pay per view. I think the fight is like $50 or $60. I think.
It's like $60, yeah.
Is it $60? Yeah, it's not too bad. Amanda Serrano versus Yemileth Mercado for 10 rounds for Serrano's WBC and WBO featherweight titles. Montana Love versus Ivan Baranchek, 8 rounds, welterweights. Charles Conwell versus Juan Carlos Rubio, 10 rounds, junior middleweights. Daniel Dubois, the guy that Beeb started clowning after he lost that fight, you know, with the eye injury. You know, he's fighting Giuseppe Angelo Cusimano, 10 rounds, heavyweights. That, you know what? I'm actually really interested in that fight. I really am. Cusimano is, you know, I guess the girl's name is Zena. She's Paz's, you know who I'm talking about. Paz's like
the PR person. Yeah.
And they're really hyping this guy up. So I'm really curious to see what they, you know, how he comes out and how he looks. I mean, Daniel Dubois, listen, man, that's a dangerous guy. He's a dangerous, dangerous guy, man. So that's a tough one.
First fight over in the United States, too. So let's see how he responds to that, being away from home.
Well, that's a big deal, too. That's a huge deal, man. A lot of times when you come over here, you get the yips. You know what I mean? And you can't perform the same. Anthony Joshua is a perfect example. Also, too, Tommy Fury on the undercard versus Anthony Taylor, 6 rounds, cruiserweights. I don't know for fact, but I believe they're showing all of these fights.
I think they're showing 6 fights because they're not long fights.
No.
So there's not one 10 rounder on the card or a 12 rounder on the card.
Well, we got 2 10 rounders. We got the Conwell fight and the Dubois fight. They're both scheduled for 10 rounds.
Those are 10 rounders. There's no 12 rounders on the
card. Right.
Correct.
And then you got a 6 round, an 8 round, and 2 8 rounders, you know.
And then the Serrano fight is a 10 rounder, but it's only 2 minutes.
Right.
So.
It's the same as the De La Hoya fight in a couple weeks, just 2 minutes.
The Cornwall fight should be interesting, too.
The Conwell fight is going to be real interesting. The Montana Love is the one I'm looking at too, with the Ivan Baranchik. That's going to be a good fight. That's going to be a good fight.
Not a bad undercard at all.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I think it's a really good undercard. And then that's it. That's it for today. Next weekend, September 4th from Leeds, England, on DAZN, Josh Warrington versus Mauricio Lara, 12 rounds featherweights. Katie Taylor on the undercard against Jennifer Hahn, 10 rounds for the Undisputed Women's Lightweight title. That should be a pretty good fight, too.
Now, shout out to Katie Taylor for staying active, man. She's really keeping busy.
Yeah, and that's the only fight next week. That's it, just on the DAZN card. After that, you have September 10th, and that's the Oscar Valdez-Robinson Canseco fight, 12 rounds for Valdez's WBC junior lightweight title. And let me see. I believe, also to September 11th, that's the De La Hoya Vitor Belfort debacle right there. So there you go. And that is the action. All right, so let's run this down, Beeb. Let's talk about this Jake Paul fight, this Jake Paul-Woodley fight. Now, let me see here. Let me see what my notes have. All right, so Jake Paul opened up at a minus 160. He's now at a minus 200.
Oh, he was a minus 160 when the fight opened up?
When the fight opened up, he was a minus 160. As of earlier today, he was at a minus 200.
I saw him at a minus 190.
That's possible, too. That's possible. Certainly works to have a different way.
Yeah, a little variance, yeah. And Woodley was a plus 145. Still a pretty tight fight.
Right.
I didn't realize he opened up at minus 160. I thought he opened up wider. That's why I thought.
Yeah, and they bet him up this entire week. This entire week, he has just gone up and up and up. So Woodley is plus 120. So you bet 100, you get 120 back. You bet 100 on or 200 on Paul, you get 100 back. Woodley opened up at 120. He's now at a plus 160. So you bet 100, you get 160 back.
Yeah, I saw him at a plus 145 when the one I was looking at.
Why have the lines changed this week, Beeb?
Probably because of the weigh-in and stuff.
Well, I mean, we saw the weigh-in yesterday, and I was really surprised the way Tyron Woodley looked at the weigh-in. I mean, he looked shredded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy I don't want to see in the dark alley. Yeah, I mean, that guy was shredded, man.
He looked in great shape. He looked solid. I thought he would look smoother and puffier because he wouldn't have to make 170. But
yeah, he didn't. When I looked at him seriously, that was stacked on muscle, man.
When I looked at him on the scale, I was like, wow, how did this guy ever make 170? Because he looked lean as can be at 189, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was 189, and Paul was 190.
5'10", 5'10". It's Paul 6'1", or it's Paul's like 6'1"?
6'1", 6'2", somewhere in there, yeah.
6'1".
He was 190. And Paul had that typical boxer build, though. I mean, he didn't look, you remember like the Larry Holmes type of build, where he didn't have the stomach muscles going.
He looked smooth. He looked smooth.
He looked ready to go. He looked like a boxer, you know?
He looked a little flat, but who knows what shape, because sometimes the appearance can be deceiving. Maybe that's how he always looks.
Yeah,
he looked a little bit flat though. He looked kind of depleted, to me.
He didn't look.
I don't know.
He looked like he always looked at the weigh-ins. To me, he did anyway.
Yeah.
He's never really been that, bodybuilder type. Tyron Woodley, every time you've seen him, he's always looked like a Greek god. I mean, it really has.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always chiseled.
Yeah.
Out of granite, So, to me, they both look good at the weigh-in. About what I expected them to look like. What are your thoughts on this fight, man? This is an interesting fight.
Well, was Woodley ever really a striker in the MMA? He kind of was, right?
He got a lot of knockouts, yeah.
He got a lot of knockouts.
Quite a few knockouts.
I watched him train. I know training isn't everything, but he looks pretty fluid. He's got Pedro Diaz, the guy that used to train Cotto, the guy that trained Guillermo Rigondeaux for a while, right? Who's a very good trainer. He's got a lot of good people in his camp working with him. He had Mayweather helping him out a little bit. I like his preparation, and he looks as good as you could expect him to look, given the circumstances. He's a 40-year-old guy. He's not really a boxer, but he looks, for what he is, he looks pretty good.
Looks
right?
Like he's an athlete.
Yeah, you can tell that he's trained and he's trying to learn the craft. And he knows the craft to some degree because he applied it in MMA. But now he's trying, you could see he's taking it to the next level in his preparation for this fight. This isn't what, you know, Ben Askren did, kind of dialed it in and just, you know, didn't really put forth a solid effort. He looks in phenomenal shape, and, you know, he's training underwater. He's doing some high-tech shit, going in ice baths and stuff. So he's taking this thing serious. He says he's training every day. Hope he didn't overtrain, because, again, when you're that old, you don't want to overtrain, because recovery is definitely key when you're in your 40s. With all that being said, it's hard to not favor Jake Paul here, because he's just been doing it longer, in a boxing format type style. You know,
it makes a difference.
Boxing format type, scenario situation, right? He's been doing it longer. Woodley's never done it, right? The interesting thing here, though, is what I'm looking for, is because Woodley always had a pretty good gas tank, right? And I think he'll have even a better gas tank now that he didn't have to, drain and deplete himself to make 170. So this 189-pound version of Woodley, I'm wondering if that'll be a benefit to him in terms of stamina and the gas tank, right? Because if this Jake Paul's used to knocking guys out in one round, right?
Yeah.
What's going to happen if Woodley don't fall? What if we go into the fifth, sixth, seventh round and Woodley's still there? Will Jake Paul still have as much energy as he did in round one, in round six or seven? That's the big question mark.
Good point. That's a real good point.
You know, you're in there. This is the toughest test, obviously. But you still have to favor Paul here. But I'm going to go with Woodley with the upset. I just have a feeling about this one. I think Woodley is going to take him into deep waters. And I'm not sure Jake will respond to being in those deep waters. I think it'll bother him psychologically. He really puts I'm not going to say he loads up with that right hand, but he throws a lot of power shots. Like he throws it with bad intentions every time he throws it. He's not looking to just make contact. He's looking to punch through you when he throws that right hand.
And that's not good.
So,
you know, you look to make contact, just like in baseball. You know, you kind of look to make contact. You can't always knock the guy out.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Woodley here with the upset. I'm gonna say Woodley gets a sixth-round TKO here.
Wow.
I'm going with Woodley.
In his hometown, son.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Paul, you know, he looks like he's getting a little, I think Woodley's in his head a little bit. Looks like he's a little bit too wound up for this one. You can see he's getting frustrated. I like what Woodley did when they had that face-off. He's sitting there, like, calling him a culture vulture and saying, how many people dress like you in your neighborhood? Like, basically calling him out as a fraud.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is the first time I've ever seen Jake Paul actually losing in the trash talk. I think Woodley's doing great.
I think Woodley got the trash talk for sure.
I mean, obviously, that shouldn't play a factor in the fight, but this guy, Paul, is emotional, right? Everything he does is he's very volatile emotionally, right? So it could have an effect on a guy with this type of personality, right? Because this is a volatile guy like Tyson Fury. These guys, they're just wound a little bit too tight. They're just they're unpredictable. You never know what they're going to do. On the turn of a dime, out of nowhere, these guys could do something stupid, right? So Jake Paul is the type of guy where he wears his heart on his sleeves. And that could be a problem because, you know, Woodley's been in this situation. He knows how to focus at the task at hand. He's been under the lights. He's been in title fights before, right?
Big fight.
None of these guys, Paul, ever was in there, were ever in high-profile fights like Woodley. So Woodley, I think, is really prepared for this. And I'm wondering if Paul bit off more than he could chew here. That's what I'm wondering.
It's possible. I tell you what, it's possible. You know, when I look at when I kind of broke down this fight and kind of took a look at it, the problem I have with Tyron Woodley is he doesn't throw straight punches. If you look at his knockouts in the UFC and you look at the way he throws, and he throws great for MMA, but he loops his shots. He comes over the top, loops
him,
and you can see him coming a mile away. At the range, if Jake Paul is able to control that range, which I believe he will, and I believe he'll do it with the jab and movement and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think he can make this an easy night. I think he can really frustrate Woodley in there.
Woodley's good, too, at gauging range. He's good at establishing range, too. That's how he was able to score those loop and knockouts. So here you make a good point about at a distance, Paul is obviously definitely at an advantage. But if Woodley can kind of creep in the pocket, in the mid-range area of the pocket a little bit, and take and smother Paul's shots and not allow him to fully extend and turn them over, then those looping shots could have an effect if those long straight shots are smothered by Woodley. And Woodley's good at getting he's shorter, he gets low, he tucks his chin pretty well, his defense is respectable. I have a feeling that Woodley is planning on making this a rough and tumble mid-range to inside fight. And he's going to do a little bit of dirty boxing, sort of like not dirty, dirty boxing, but he's going to grab, he's going to maul a little bit. He's going to rough them up. He's going to make this a street fight, Woodley, I'm thinking. But it's going to be a tactical street fight, if that makes sense.
The thing is, when you watch Woodley get into range, he's kicking into range. He's ducking into range as a takedown.
Yeah, he's not bad at fainting.
And nobody's going to be worried about the takedown here. Nobody's going to be worried about kicks to the legs or kicks to the body, nothing like that. And that's where I think he's going to find his problems, because in order to set up his knockouts, he would set them up a different way. He's not going to be able to do that here, and that's going to be a huge, huge disadvantage for him.
He's making some valid points. It'll be a tough fight for him. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I think Paul wins here. I don't know that he knocks him out, though. I don't know that he knocks him out. And, you know, I think Centurion said something about it in the thing, and I have it written down as well. You know, Tyron Woodley's not exactly known for his gas tank either. You know, he's not – I mean, he's been five rounds, yeah, but he's known to fade during fights. And I got to think at 40 years old, doing a sport – that doesn't necessarily translate to what you've done.
But the thing is, can we attribute that to him being older and having a hard time making 170? And also, you're dealing with guys grappling and jockeying for position with you. Now you're only throwing punches. Now you're 189 pounds. So now you can really, you know, fill out and use your man strength in this fight, where possibly you couldn't do that trying to make 170 when you're on the other end of your late 30s, right?
Yeah, it's
– well, we'll see.
It's interesting.
Too small. He was too small for 205, but he was too big for 170. Would have been great if it was a 195-pound division. He would have been great for that.
Yeah. Because he's got to drain a lot. You got to think if he's got to drain a lot. But I keep going back to his last fight. I think his last fight was against Colby Covington in the UFC. I believe that was his last fight. And he didn't look good. I mean, he didn't look good at all. But Colby Covington is one of the best in the UFC. That guy's he's a monster, you know, and he wrestles and just keeps you working for the entire 5 minutes. And, you know, you've wrestled before. It's hard. It's cardio. Cardio-wise, I think it actually may be tougher than boxing as far as cardio conditioning goes. Because there's no breaks, man. I mean, you're constantly having to fight this guy off, or you try to get your position, and it's a tough thing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Look at this poll, man. This poll is crazy. 63% saying Woodley's going to be Paul. Guys, please hit the like button. We got 36 in there.
Guys.
Likes.
Let's hit the like button, guys. Get the likes up.
Let's go, guys. As Eric said, we're not asking you to work in a coal mine here. We're asking you to just flick a switch.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's go to the phones here. 760. 760.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Brian.
Brian, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with you, man? Hey, what's good? Hey, Eric, I'm actually just here to pay up on my bet, homie. I lost, right?
What did we bet?
We bet the whole Caleb Plant Canelo thing, and you know,
we
fight wasn't going to happen, and I think it did happen. November 6th, is that the date?
Isn't it? I think it was November 6th, something like that. What did we bet? Do you remember what we even bet on that?
Pie bet.
You got to get a pie bet.
You got to smash yourself with a pie, man.
I got to go with myself with a pie now.
Yeah, so I'm just here to let you know, hey, I'm here to pay up. I don't know how you want me to do it. You want me to link me up on the show, however you want to do it. You know, I'm ready. I got the pie ready.
Yeah, just make a video. Just make a video. We'll put it on our channel.
Oh, okay, cool.
Send it to Beeb. Yeah, make a video, send it to Beeb. We'll put it on our channel.
Okay, because my kids, they on my helmet right now because they want to eat the pie. So I got to hurry up and smash it in my face. I'm about to get jumped. Hey, but,
let them kids eat the pie, man.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but about the fight, though,
you always buy a box of Twinkies and shove them in your face if you want.
Hey, you know, with this Jake Paul fight and Tyron Woodley, I wasn't even going to order this until you guys literally just talked me into
ordering it. You're going to order it. You're going to order it.
I was like, man, I'm not going to do
order
it, man. I just ordered the Pacquiao fight. No way I'm going to order this one, but you guys already talked me into it, man.
Ryan, if Pacquiao and Ugas had a rematch, would you buy the pay-per-view if it was on pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Wow.
I probably would because I think, yeah, I probably would. It depends on what will be going on. I mean, you know, the way boxing is, I'm paying for everything nowadays. We ain't got too much action.
What do you think
of this? For the little bit we get.
What do you think of this purse bid that's going to be on Facebook Live? WBO is going to be broadcasting it live on Facebook, the purse bid for Terrence Crawford, Sean Porter. Do you think Sean Porter goes through with this fight? Or you think he withdraws?
No.
I have a feeling Sean Porter is going to withdraw and he's going to fight Ugas in a rematch. What do you think, Eric and
Brian?
Man,
I think he pulls out. I think Sean Porter's pulling out, son. He ain't that guy.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Nah, man.
I'm not the only one.
Hold on, wait a minute. Sean Porter fought everybody. Sean Porter is the guy that fought everybody. Okay. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong.
He didn't fight. He fought everybody over there.
He didn't fight Crawford. He didn't fight Spence. He didn't fight anybody.
Oh, he fought Spence.
He didn't fight Crawford. He didn't fight Crawford.
That's the only one.
He fought.
That's the only
he
one,
He fought
right?
Spence. He fought Danny Garcia. He fought Keith Thurman. Fought Ugas. I don't know.
He's pulling out, son.
But I have a feeling, though. This is what I have a feeling.
Oh, man,
I have a
Eric,
feeling.
We might have
Hammond,
to do a bet on that one.
I got a feeling Al Heyman's going to be in his ear and he's going to be like this. Yo, go for the Ugas fight, man. You win that fight, we'll get your rematch with Spence. Then you have all three belts. Then you can worry about Crawford. That's what I'm guessing they're going to say to him.
I hope that's not the case, man. I want to see Crawford.
Me too,
but Terrence Crawford again.
I want to see him fight Spence again.
Against Porter. Yeah, I don't want to see it again. I want to see Porter against Crawford.
He already got blasted by
Spence. So when are they supposed to do the first bid live?
September 2nd.
Yeah.
September 2nd. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be like,
so
remember WrestleMania 3? Remember WrestleMania 3 when Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, they were on a WWE show, and they were broadcasting them both signing the contract to fight in WrestleMania 3? You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was young.
No, you didn't watch it.
You didn't tripping. Oh no, that was both of them was my dudes, but I was really young, man. Way young. But
that was awesome, man.
Man, I hope we get that fight. That'll be good, man. Boxing will be coming through.
I hope we get it too.
Because I mean, we got Caleb playing against Canelo. Hey, I didn't think that was gonna happen. We got it. You know, maybe we'll get this too, man. Maybe we on the up and up. And
yeah.
Everybody got to get paid.
Up and up, baby.
Who do you think?
Everybody
let me ask
paid.
You guys this. Who do you think Sean Porter would make more money with, fighting against Ugas or fighting against Terrence Crawford?
Depends. It depends what the
Crawford.
If
he's going to get more money fighting Crawford. There's no question about that.
If Eddie Hearn swoops in with some of that DAZN money and he – puts a good bid in.
How great would that be?
That'd be a great. Imagine if they're on the zone. Sean Porter and Terrence Crawford on the zone.
Oh man,
how great would that be?
I mean, man, that would be fucking awesome. Yeah, but a lot of
I know
people
Triller
would miss
will probably
it.
Stay out of this one.
Hey,
yeah, Triller.
A lot of
yeah, I would imagine after the last
zone,
one.
A lot of people would miss that fight, man, on the zone. Because not everybody
right.
got the zone.
No.
Come on, man. Oh. Do you have the zone?
I got the zone.
Right. Go.
I mean, it would be good for me, but, you know, a lot of people I know, they'll be like, oh, man, I missed it. What channel was it on?
He finally got it.
Yeah, it is.
But we'll see, man. We'll see. Let's just hope everything goes good with this man and they do get that fight because I don't want to see the Ugas fight again. Technically, Ugas did win that fight. What you guys think? Hello, hello? All right. I think we're back on Blog Talk. Let me just double check here. Let's see, 267, Philadelphia, you're live.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, hang on one second.
Ow. 267, you're live. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good.
What's up?
Not so much. Guys know about it. It's Philly Irish.
What's up, Drew?
What's up? So, I'm sorry. I don't know how hype everybody else is about Jake Paul and everything, but it's a joke to me. And everything.
You're not happy about the fight.
It's a joke. Like it's been a joke. Like this dude hasn't fought a professional boxer. And they're making it out that he's making him out to be this big draw and everything, but he has yet to fight a professional boxer. And until he does, why are people actually giving this guy some respect and everything? He's fighting UFC guys that are wrestlers, not strikers, not known for the striking, they're known for wrestling. Ben Askren is like one of the slowest punchers I ever seen in my life, and he was all he was 19-2, but he got his wins because of his wrestling, not his striking. Tyron Woodley is known for his wrestling. He has knockouts, but he's mostly known for wrestling and his takedowns. Like, and then he fought a former pro basketball player, Nate Robinson, and then he fought some taxi driver out of nowhere. I don't know. Well, that's the first guy he fight, but I just can't wait to see somebody knock him out and just end this crap.
You know what, though? I agree with you 100%. And I think B will probably agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I agree, too.
The deal is, you're not going to see him fight a professional boxer. You're not. He's fighting guys he knows that big-name guy. It's really a genius thing when you think about it. He's fighting big-name guys that he knows he can beat.
I'd love to see him fight Tommy Fury, man.
He's not fighting Tommy Fury.
Tommy Fury is a 175-pounder. He's fighting this fight with this guy tonight, and I think he's going to be like 180 pounds or whatever. It's supposed to be some type of cruiserweight, whatever. But I don't know, man. I think that that fight will be interesting because Jake Paul's bigger than Tommy Fury. He's a cruiserweight. And Tommy Fury is a light heavyweight. So, now was there a catch weight for this fight with Woodley?
I thought it was just 190.
Was it like 190 pound catch weight or some stuff like that? Okay.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, but that Jake Paul show is not going to end anytime soon. It's not. He's going to fight after this one. He's going to fight somebody. He won't fight Tommy Fury because Tommy Fury is a professional boxer. They're going to get as far as they can. They might even fight a guy that's like 1-0 or 2-0 or something like that. They're not going to fight anybody dangerous.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is that Showtime's even entertaining this. A boxing network that's known for boxing is entertaining this. And it's like full of crap. And then you have real fighters that'll fight on this card that should actually be a main event, like a Amanda Serrano fight. Tell you the truth, that's main event.
100%. Absolutely,
like
it
is. That Daniel Dubois fight. To tell you the truth, if it's not on pay per view, that's a main event for a network.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're trying to get these fighters on this card just to build this card up, but I think it makes these fighters look bad. These pro fighters look bad to be taking part of this, of a joke like this. I would not pay to watch Jake Paul box. I'm sorry, I would not pay, and I'm sorry to all these real fighters that actually take their time out and try to improve their craft and everything, and that time away from their families, but I would not buy this bunch of BS. Point blank.
Wow.
And I just can't wait. I just cannot wait until somebody knocks this dude out because they're going to put him in there with the wrong dude, and that dude's going to knock Jake Paul out, and it's going to be over, and I just cannot wait. Like his brother, he gasses out after one round, Logan Paul. And like, this dude hasn't even been blown to round three, Jake Paul, so you don't even know what he's going to be after round three. But, like, I just feel bad for all the other fighters that took part of this. Even though it's a payday, it's a good payday for them and everything, if I was boxing, I wouldn't want to be part of this. Just my opinion.
I tell you what, though. Let me ask you this. Let's play devil's advocate for a minute. So we got Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. Now, on that undercard, we got Montana Love versus Ivan Blanchik. That's a good fight, okay? Charles Conwell also on that undercard. Daniel Dubois also on that undercard. Now, these guys are never going to get, you know, Montana Love is not getting a lot of recognition, but him being on this undercard is going to draw, you think it's going to draw a lot of eyes to him and Charles Conwell and Daniel Dubois and everything like that? Do you think it's going to draw a lot of eyes to him?
It is.
And does that help them?
Because all these casuals are buying this fight. Like, that's the messed up thing.
So you kind of want this to fail a little bit, right? Because you want the circus to end. Is that what it is?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you the main reason. When the casuals come out to buy this fight, they don't buy the best fights that are the best fights for main events, the other cards. Let's say, like, Ugas and Pacquiao. That fight is going to sell way less than this Jake Paul fight. Or a main event on the zone. Let's look at like Anthony Joshua, maybe an Andy Ruiz fight. This fight, casuals will look to a Jake Paul fiasco more than the Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz fight.
Don't they depend on the casuals to drive these numbers? There's only so many hardcore boxing fans. Trust me, there's more casuals than there are hardcore boxing fans.
And that's the thing right there. That's the thing. It's going to draw these fights like the Jake Paul fight up, and then when it's time to get these big fights that all our hardcore guys have been craving for, they're not going to do the numbers like this Jake Paul fight does. And that's what a lot of these hardcore guys hate about it.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
All right. Drew, is Drew still there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's still here.
All right, so Drew, let me ask you a question. Let's I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you. Say the phone rings tomorrow, right? And they say, "Hey, is Philly Drew there?" Yeah, this is Philly Drew. We're going to give you $500,000. You're going to be Jake Paul's next opponent in an 8-round exhibition. Do you do it?
Yeah, because I'll knock him out and make $500K doing it. and end the whole thing.
There you go, Drew.
I'll end the whole thing.
There
I'll
it is.
So you gotta understand, Drew. Unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, there's a market for this because that's why they keep doing it. And until someone does knock him out, he's gonna keep doing what he's doing, bro. You think about it.
All right. Well, let's get off that subject. I want to talk about this post bill with Crawford and Porter and everything.
I want to hear your opinion on this one.
Yeah.
If DeZone, I think DeZone is going to win this post bid, and
me too.
Porter's going to pull out. Porter's going to pull
out. That's what
out
I think too.
Because PBC is not trying to have their stars on different promotion on different networks, and
that's
this
right.
would be big for DeZone.
Well, why go through all this then? You know what I mean? Like, why would he go through? Why go through all of this? And just pull out if, like, DeZone gets it or something. You know what I mean? Like,
To save face. Jesus, you know what they're going to do? This is what they're going to do. This is going to be the talking point. Oh, well, yeah, DeZone won the purse bid, but they're giving me a shitty offer. I can't do that. I can make more money fighting on Fox.
Yeah.
That's going to be the talking point. Right, Drew?
And then the other thing is they're going to offer him the Ugas fight.
Yeah, they're going to give him the Ugas fight. I think that's the next fight. I think Porter Ugas rematch is the next fight. That's my opinion.
Like,
I'm calling it right now.
Like they're going to give – they're going to – DeZone's probably going to win this post bid. Porter's probably going to get maybe $2 million to fight Crawford. It depends how much they bid on it. And PBC is going to tell Porter, yo, pull out this fight. We'll give you Ugas fight. We'll give you between five to $7 million to fight Ugas. And he'll do it, too, because he'll get a rematch with Ugas. He'll have a better chance to become a title holder because a lot of people say he was robbed versus Ugas, and he was making more money than on the Crawford fight. And then Terrence Crawford, unfortunately, does not have a marquee top five welterweight opponent. And you're still going to wonder, when is this dude going to fight a top five welterweight marquee name?
Yeah.
That's true. And then he's probably going to move up to 154 at the end of it.
And here's another thing, too, right? If they try to put Ugas Porter 2 on pay-per-view, damn, that's good. If Pacquiao Ugas only did 200,000, what is it, 250, Eric? What the hell is friggin' Ugas Porter 2 going to do? That's going to have to be a Fox fight or a Showtime
fight.
It has to be.
They can't put
that on
pay-per-view.
I would put that on Fox.
Nobody's going to watch that fight, son.
It's barely going to hit 100K in pay-per-view buys, if lucky.
It won't be on paper. There's no way they could put that fight on pay-per-view. Ugas has already proved he doesn't sell pay-per-views. He couldn't even sell one with Manny. So, yeah.
You want to know, the problem is PBC puts anything on pay-per-views nowadays.
Like,
that's the only chance why they're going to put this on pay-per-view. PBC puts anything on pay-per-view nowadays. You'd be saying, how the hell did they put Andy Ruiz and Chris Arreola on pay-per-view? They put that fight on pay-per-view. They'll put this fight on pay-per-view.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
It's insane. All right, Philly, we're going to get running, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call. You know, he brings up a lot of good points, especially about the pay-per-view tonight. There's no question about it.
A lot of people agree with him. So
I've always contended, though, that the casuals drive the pay-per-view market, not the hardcores, and that's just kind of the way it's been.
I think that is the way it is, Eric. It's hard to argue against that one.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, I am looking forward to, like I said, the fights tonight. But he is right. I mean, he's right in a lot of things he said. He was right. You know.
You think Robbie's going to buy this?
Well, let's find out. 530 ringside, you're live.
No, I'm not. And I totally agree with the last caller. No way. Look, I paid $75 for Pacquiao. I'm not paying for this. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have the money. I don't have the money to throw away on a garbage pay-per-view.
Don't start with the fixed income, please. You got more money than Trump. I don't want to hear that.
I'm not going to lie about crap.
You
have
Tesla.
I can't
you got money
this.
In that mattress of yours. I talked to Mrs. Herrick. She says you got money hidden.
Yeah, right. If I had the money that everybody
you got
thinks
money
I got,
hidden.
I wouldn't be living where I'm living, for God's sakes. No, I am not buying this pay-per-view, and your last caller was 100% right. Unfortunately,
right, don't
this garbage
right
is going
right.
to continue because casual idiots who follow this dude
Whoa!
On YouTube are going
You're
to pay for this garbage.
What about
you
know? The Jake Paul robot? You don't want to see the Jake Paul robot?
Hell no.
Oh, how dare you?
Tyrone Woodley is a UFC
Hall of Famer.
I don't give a flying garbage what he is.
Slow it down now. Take it easy.
Oh.
What's the matter? Mrs. Herrick, can we give you half a piece of pie tonight? What's going on with you?
I mean, for God's sake, you know, tonight we have this garbage, and then in 2 weeks we have the Oscar De La Hoya garbage. No, thank you.
These guys are going 3-minute rounds. These are real men right here.
No, these are 2-minute rounds, aren't they, or are they three?
3 minutes.
No, they're three.
Okay.
Talking about entitled town, son. We don't do 2-minute rounds over here.
Stop misleading the public, please.
I'm not paying for this garbage.
Aww.
It's garbage.
Come on, Robbie.
Oh, they got a family, Robbie.
I don't give a damn what they've got. I don't buy garbage.
Robbie is salty tonight, man.
Obviously. And you know
tonight.
What? If they put Uga, and I totally agree with Beeb, Sean Porter don't have the balls to step in the ring with Terrence Crawford.
I was the one that said that.
He's going to bail out of this fight like there's no tomorrow. The only way he takes this fight if somebody offers him $10 million.
Yeah, they ain't offering $10 million.
So he ain't fighting Terrence Crawford. And you know what? Terrence Crawford is throwing his boxing career away by staying at top rank and not fighting anybody.
He's under contract.
You know why it doesn't matter, Robbie? Because look at David Benavidez. He's over in PBC, right?
Right.
He can't fight Jamal Charlo. He can't fight Jamal Charlo. He can't fight Caleb Plant, right?
Right.
Look at Jamal Charlo. Look at all these guys over there. Like Jamal Charlo isn't fighting other PBC guys, really, right? So
right.
Just because you're over there, like the fights still don't get made. Like Keith Thurman avoided Errol Spence for years. That fight couldn't get made.
Well,
right?
I firmly believe, Joe, that Keith Thurman doesn't care about boxing. He hasn't been in the ring in 2 years.
Wow.
What I'm trying to tell you, though, Robbie, if he goes over to PBC, a lot of those guys still won't probably fight him.
No, because I think Terrence Crawford, because everybody says how good he is, and there's no denying how good of a fighter he is, but because everybody
he'll definitely
get
fights over there.
Because everybody has put him at the top of the heap, he's asking for more money than what people are willing to pay.
And look at Adrian Broner.
I think he's not
fighting any of those guys over there either.
Yeah, that's a different animal, though, son. Adrian Broner.
Adrian Broner can't stay out of jail.
He's out of jail now. He's got a good lawyer.
No, but the problem is, in between fights, he gets himself in trouble, Eric.
He's in between fights now, son. He's walking around free like a bird.
But you watch. In the next few weeks, he'll be the train wreck of the week again. He always is.
Let me tell you, look at Charlo, son. Charlo's up there robbing people.
Don't start wishing bad on people.
Yeah,
Robbie,
what are you doing?
You know,
don't stop putting your little kabuki hoaxes on these people, man.
Cutting the chicken
head
off,
letting
the blood drip
around. Something bad's going to happen.
Three times.
You watch. Cincinnati's own Adrian Broner will eventually be back as train wreck of the week. He always is. That's why it's called the Adrian Broner train wreck of the week.
Hating on him. Hating on AB, son.
Please, Robbie.
About billions, son.
Guy's doing his best to stay out of trouble, and all you're doing is just
slammer.
All you're doing is just shitting all over the guy.
Right. He's doing his best.
He deserves better. He deserves
way better than that. Way better.
And I've got to defend. I've got to take tasks with Brian here, and I've got to defend DAZN. If you know what, if DAZN actually puts up money for a fight like the Sean Porter Terrence Crawford fight, even though it won't happen because Porter will find a way to bail out of it, I got to give props for that, because at least they're willing to put fights on. Look at Canelo. He's going
to
be fighting.
So you weren't saying that last year. You weren't saying that last year.
Nope.
You
weren't saying that last year.
Joe, that's because I finally was able to get the money together to actually get a TV so I can get.
Oh, here we go. Crying poor mouth again. Come on.
Hey.
I saw your house on MTV Cribs.
I'm not going to.
Listen, I've seen his house. His house is awesome.
Listen, Mrs. Herrick was on MTV Cribs.
Yep.
That place is
in the episode.
That place is booming.
Yep.
He's got TVs
in the hallway playing Scarface
24/7.
Where do you live, Robbie? You live in California. You live in Orange
Cali,
County,
son.
California, Robert.
Yeah, right.
You live in
Orange County, California,
right?
You live
in Dana Point.
Yeah, money,
hey,
son.
Those are counties I can't even afford to live in, brother. So.
Oh, cut it out, Robbie.
Come on,
cut it out, Robbie.
Stop it.
I get phone calls from you, and it comes up Dana Point area code.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so
Christ.
Don't start. Mm-hmm. Don't even
give
start.
Give me a break.
I know where you live.
Okay, if you know where
right
I live, I'll see
right
you when
there,
you get
boy.
Here.
You live about 3 or 4 miles.
You out, son.
You live about 3 or 4 miles away from Dana Point.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Jackson
I,
lives.
Yeah,
on,
right.
Out.
I sure
Reggie
do.
Reggie Jackson. It's for October, son.
It's for October, baby.
Give me a break.
There it is. So who do you think wins the big fight tonight, Jake Paul or Tyron Woodley?
I don't care who wins. I just want the garbage over with.
Oh, come on, Robbie. Look at the poll, Eric. Look at the poll. We got 58 votes, and we got 64% saying Woodley's going to win this fight.
That's great news. That's great news.
Okay,
for,
how many of you? How many
Jake
of
Paul.
You on? How many
because
of you
they were
that
wrong
watching,
last time with Manny and Ugas.
Hey, how many of you that are watching the podcast and voting on this poll? How many of you are going to pay for this garbage?
All of them.
Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob.
All of them. Oh, man, look at you playing anti-voter here.
Please,
oh, that's rough, man.
Well, put up a
please.
Poll about that. How many people are going to buy
the chat
this garbage?
Loves salty Robbie, by the way. Robbie, the chat loves angry Robbie. They love it.
Well, good. this De La Hoya garbage and this garbage tonight, it's garbage.
Oh.
It's not boxing.
De La Hoya's a former champion.
It's garbage.
Got a new poll right now in the chat. Will Porter fight Crawford?
No.
I don't think so.
He will.
Would it be great, though?
Let's just play hypothetical for a minute, Beav. Would it be great if, like, the zone went in there and bid $10 million on this fight and got it?
Oh, my. Oh, then
beautiful.
And then you still can't welch out. Now you're there.
Let's say Eddie Hearn. Let's do a hypothetical here. Let's say Eddie Hearn has the top bid, and he gets the fight. Is he willing to offer Porter enough money for Porter to take this fight? That's the question.
Well, here's the thing, Robbie. Generally, the WBO purse bid.
It's already been sanctioned out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so usually, because Crawford's the WBO super champion, they gave him that super champion designation.
Yeah.
In those cases, it's usually 80-20. They made a provision to make it 60-40.
Yeah.
So if Hearn bids $10 million on this fight, then Porter's going to get $4 million.
Do you think Al Haymon will offer him a higher price tag to avoid taking the
fight? It would have to be one of those quasi promoters over there, like those shadow promoters over there, like Tom Brown. No, Lou DiBella's not over there anymore. It'll be like Tom Brown is the token promoter over there.
Okay,
so it'll
all
be
right,
TGB.
All right.
I don't think TGB's got the money. I don't think TGB's got the money.
They clearly don't.
Or what's going to happen is Haymon will funnel him the money, but how much of that Fox money will Haymon be able to spend on that? You know, who knows?
See, my whole suspicion about this is Hearn will win the purse bid, But Porter will find a way to bail out of it, and he won't take the fight because they're going to offer him a rematch with Ugas, and then they'll offer him a rematch with Spence, provided that Errol Spence
exactly.
makes a full recovery.
Exactly. Two for one. Get three belts instead of one. Why not? I mean,
I'll be honest with you. Canopy Foreman makes a good point. He said, when is Porter backed out of a fight?
Well, when what do you do when you're under
Well,
Al
they've
Henry
been talking about
control.
This Crawford fight for a while. They've been talking about this Crawford
man,
fight
I mean,
for a while.
He's from Ohio. We don't claim him, but he's from Ohio, like him or not.
They've been talking about this Crawford fight for a while, and he's made his first excuse was that there wasn't enough money, and then he said, well, I'm going to leave Crawford alone, let him take that Pacquiao fight. So we'll see. He never has pulled out of a fight, Porter. I will give it. Well, but he hasn't shown enthusiasm consistently about this fight.
No.
He's been iffy about this fight.
Yep.
He's been iffy about this fight.
He's doing more TV work than he is training for a fight.
Yeah, he's doing his podcast now.
Robert
doing
put
his podcast
on
now.
Sean Porter.
But that is a valid statement. He never has officially avoided a fight, but he's kind of procrastinating in this fight.
Mm.
He's kind of procrastinating in this fight.
And let's face it, we know how good they both are. If they were to fight one another, who would you give the edge to?
Crawford.
Well, here, you know,
Crawford,
I love these comments. I love these comments in the chat. Well, Aram lowballed them. Okay, so why didn't one of those shadow promoters from the PBC come up with the cash to pay Porter then? Why didn't they put a bid in for the fight? Why didn't they go over to Bob Arum and say, hey, let's do this fight on Fox. We'll have a rematch clause, and then the rematch can be over there, whatever. You know, we'll do one here, one there. Why didn't one of those PBC shadow promoters put up the money then? Why is it always up to someone else to put up the money when it's a PBC fighter?
Remember one thing here. Once Terrence Crawford agrees to a fight, that'll be the last fight under Top Rank unless he re-signs.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to re-sign.
What if – does it still count on his contract if the Zone picks it up?
No.
I don't know.
No. I don't – well, it may, and I'll tell you why. Because he'll still have to pay Aram.
Yeah, he will. So it should count, right?
It should count, yes.
See, Aram has done nothing for Crawford. I think that's one of the reasons why Bob Arum has not been wanting to put together a fight for Terrence Crawford, because he knows as soon as he does, Crawford's going to walk out the door.
I don't think anyone's happy to work with a rival promoter or a rival network. I think it's beneficial for all promoters to do in-house fights.
Sure.
But they can't always do that. So to answer the people's questions in the chat, I don't think Bob is particularly happy to work with PBC, but I don't think PBC is particularly happy to work with anyone else either. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Matchroom Boxing has been probably the most fair promotional company in working with others.
Yeah.
They've been the most cooperative when it comes to working with others. You know, Eddie Hearn stepped out of the way and let Canelo Plant be on fucking Fox. He didn't step in the way of that.
Yeah.
So let's give a shout out to Matchroom.
There it is. All right, Robert. We're going to get running here. We got a few people on the line here. And then before we go, before we get on the next segment here, let's talk about Manscaped. Beeb, we only got a few more. We need your help, guys. We need your help. The cheapest thing, I looked this up, the cheapest thing on Manscaped is $4. It's like a bath mat or something like that.
Yeah,
$4. Go over there, Ringside Reporter. It's 20% off. You get it for $3.18. It's free shipping.
Yeah,
$3
to support the channel. $3.
Three? For real? I can't get $3?
Make us
really
look good with our sponsors.
Come on, guys. Come on. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Beeb, it's easy. It's easy stuff. $3. Who doesn't have $3?
Who doesn't have $3?
We get that in super chat sometimes.
Yeah.
More than that. It's way more than that in super chats.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of super chats, don't be shy with those either. But
yeah,
anyways,
right,
exactly.
You know.
Not to be shy with the super chats.
I agree.
We're closing at the end of the month. Go ahead, Eric.
That's it. Support at Ringside Reporter is brought to you by Manscaped. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. Try the new Lawnmower 4.0 and be blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. And, Beeb, you've used both of these. You've just ordered the nose trimmers. You've got to be good, right? Everything we've got from these guys, everything we've ordered has all been good. Everything they've sent us has been
all these
great.
Products have been tested by Beeb Industries. The quality control department here at Beeb Industries have tested all these products.
Lois approves.
And they've all been approved.
That's right. Manscaped engineered the ultimate body trimmer for focusing on the intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. And thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, you'll now feel confident shaving below the waist. A new multifunction on and off switch can engage a travel lock created for people who like to travel. Count me in as one of those people. The upgraded trimmer also gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K LED spotlight. It's like a flashlight on there. On and off when needed for a more precise shave. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard links, sizes 1 through 4. Did I mention the wireless charging? This is probably the best part about it. The whole thing is wireless. All right, it uses electromagnetic induction, which can help the battery last longer. Hey, whatever that is, it works, all right, because the battery lasts forever. Take your time, fellas. Manscaped has you covered. Let's be honest. If you're still shaving your face and body with the same trimmer, you're doing it all wrong. Boost your confidence with this new body trimmer with Manscaped. And make me time the best time with a smooth shave. 20% off and free shipping with the code RingsideReporter, all one word, at manscaped.com. Use the best tools for the job. Once again, 20% off and free shipping with the code RingsideReporter at manscaped.com. RingsideReporter at manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. But you can't beat the free shipping. And again, their cheapest product on there, $3. I mean, or $4. Come on.
You cannot beat the free shipping.
You can't beat that, right?
Can't
do it.
It's impossible.
Impossible. So there you go. All right. Let's get to the news and rumors, and then we'll go back to the phones. Pacquiao versus Ugas, the pay-per-view buys. Kevin Ioli from Yahoo says the pay-per-view did around 250,000 buys. I think that the Jake Paul fight tonight obliterates that. I would say 500,000, at least 500,000 for the fight tonight, for the Jake Paul fight.
And a million.
Yeah, I could go around there too. 250,000, though, for Manny Ugas. Now, Manny, you said that Manny came out this week and said that he wanted a rematch with Ugas. Financially, I just don't see it.
Yeah, and then Ugas said he has no problem giving it to him, too.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure both of them can fight again. I don't think either one of them have a problem with fighting each other. But, you know, when you get that right down to brass tacks, I mean, listen, man, it's, you know, a no-brainer that these guys don't fight again. Because, you know, Manny's going to demand a purse, you know.
But here's the problem. Errol Spence could be out for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's Ugas going to do? Got to fight somebody. And Porter, it could be Porter, but then if Porter, you know, does end up going and fighting Crawford, then who else is left?
Yeah.
So, but I have a feeling that we're going to see Ugas versus Porter rematch. That's what I have. I have a feeling that's going to happen.
I think so, too. I don't know. The first fight was good. I thought Ugas won it pretty clear, but.
Yeah, most people thought Ugas won.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not real keen on a rematch with those two, but
yeah.
Whatever.
I don't have to see that one, you know.
We already saw it.
Already saw it.
No need.
Yeah.
All right. Jermall Charlo, the middleweight champion Jermall Charlo, has been arrested after cops say the boxing superstar melted down at a bar and stole money from a waitress. From TMZ, according to TMZ, the alleged incident went down in San Antonio on July 16th, the day before Charlo's brother Jermell fought Brian Castaño. According to police documents, Jermall was with a large party at a Texas bar when the waitress presented the group with the bill. In the documents, cops say that Jermall handed over his credit card and ID, but the card was declined despite three attempts to run it. The waitress then came back to Jermall asking for another form of payment, and apparently Jermall snapped. Police surveillance videos say Jermall being very animated and appearing to be upset and yelling at the waitress and two other managers on the scene. In the video, according to cops, Jermall can be seen taking away two bill collection binders from the waitress and stealing everything from inside of them. Cops say one of the binders had Jamal's ID in it, and the other one had cash, a cash payment made by another customer that the waitress had been serving in the, previously. And the docs and the documents, cops say witnesses said Jermall told the employees, "I will F you all, blank up." Cops say Jermall and his crew then stormed out of the bar, pushing their way past employees, then got to the limousine buses and left. Waitresses told the cops she suffered a minor leg injury while Jamal's crew ran into her while leaving the bar. Arrest warrants were issued. Jermall Charlo turned himself in the next day, was charged with three felony counts of robbery, I believe. And I said it earlier. I said it as earlier on Twitter. I said, you know, it doesn't really surprise me. Both Charlos seem like hotheads to me.
That's true. But here's the thing that I have a problem with a couple of things here.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you make a real large charge on your credit card and it kind of draws a flag and then they decline and
security.
You have to call
them.
I think something like that possibly could have happened here.
I think that's actually what happened here.
Yeah, I think that's what happened here. And I think Charlo was trying to explain it to them. And then I believe his lawyer said that they said that they would come back tomorrow with the cash and pay the bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole thing with him taking the credit card thing back, what is that thing, that they have, that little folder, the binder?
Yeah, the binder, yeah.
I think he just wanted his credit card back, and they could have been giving him a hard time with his credit card. But the fishy thing about this whole thing to me is this incident happened the night before the Brian Castaño fight.
Yeah.
And we heard about it a month later. All right. So what I'm thinking is they looked at the camera and they found out who Jermall Charlo was. Right. So now they're saying to themselves, let's do a little bit of clout chasing here. Let's kind of smear this guy. Maybe we can get some money out of it. All right. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying what my opinion is.
The restaurant or the media?
I think the restaurant, yeah, because sometimes, like, what happens is it's like anything else. Like, you get hit by somebody, right, and you don't know who they are. Then you find out they're rich. Then, you know, people all of a sudden have these neck injuries. You know what I mean? So I think this was – once they found out who Jermall Charlo was, I think they decided, hey, let's see if we can get some cash out of this guy, right? And I think – Well, here's the problem.
There's no civil suit been filed, though. It's all criminal. They're not going to see any cash out of this.
Well, in the long run, they could. You know what I mean? In the long run, they could. Because my question is this. Well, they could. This could turn into a civil suit. My question is this. Why did they wait over a month to file these charges?
I don't know that they did. I think it just came out.
They did. I don't know if they did or they didn't.
No, it says here.
Why is it just coming out now?
The incident went down on July 16th, and he turned it in Wednesday. I don't know. I don't even know if they waited.
What is the date he turned himself in?
Wednesday, I believe he turned himself in.
Which Wednesday?
I think Wednesday, from what I understand, because this is when it all came out.
Okay. So if he's turning himself in this Wednesday for an incident that happened over a month ago, you don't think that's fishy at all? That lines up right to you?
I don't think so. I think there had to be an investigation. I think you had to find out who it was. They didn't know.
All you do is look at the tape.
There was a bunch of people there.
And it took you 6 weeks to find out?
Listen, if it was you or I, if it was you or I,
yeah,
celebrities get treated different.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They get treated a little bit differently.
They get treated bad. Sometimes they get treated better. Sometimes they get treated worse because they're a celebrity.
What about his behavior, though? But instead of saying, hey, the restaurant is clout chasing and this and that, what about his behavior at the restaurant?
I didn't see the tape. I don't know what he did. I don't know exactly what he did. There's two sides to every story.
I mean, they've got him on tape. Hey, this is what, you know.
Well, there's no audio, though, so you don't know exactly what he's like. It's hard to prove something with no audio. That's the problem. There's no audio on the tape.
But they said he looked animated. He looked animated, throwing up his hands, this and that.
That's fine, but again, that has to be proved. Of course I would be animated, too. I was animated last night when I ordered friggin' vegetarian spring rolls, and I got chicken spring rolls. I was like, I put my hands up. I said, what's this? I was pissed off. The lady was a little bit, she was nervous. I didn't threaten her or anything, but she gave me a free bowl of soup, whatever. I didn't want it. But
Did you grab the binders from her and say, I'm not paying for this?
No. But I had said that to other people before when I was given bad service.
And I think
I called up Instacart and I told her.
I remember that, yeah.
I said, I'm not paying for this order. You witnessed the phone call.
I did.
I was a little hot-headed.
I don't think you were that bad. I don't think you were that bad.
Eric, people get frustrated when they're treated poorly.
Right.
And, you know, am I going to deny that both the Charlos aren't hotheads? Not at all. Could they have overreacted in this situation? Possibly. Mm-hmm. But also, the people at the bar could have overreacted too. You know what I mean?
I think that's possible. I don't know that it's probable. I mean, they deal with this stuff on a day-in, day-out basis.
My problem is this. You had the tape. You could have identified them, but why did it take 6 weeks?
That I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag.
I don't know.
That's a red flag to me. To me. Whenever I've had an issue before, I've been in club situations before, and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I got a summons that day to go to court.
I'd have to see when it was filed.
You know?
If it was filed on that day, well.
They're saying it wasn't, though. From what I'm hearing.
Now, the lawyer came out with a rebuttal, and what he said made a lot of sense. And what he says, I don't believe that he took anything. I don't believe that he took money to take money. You know what I'm saying?
Do you honestly believe that Jamal Charlo can't pay a $1,300 bar tab?
No. No, that's not what I believe at all. No.
That's what they're alleging.
No, that's not what they're alleging. That's not what they're alleging. They're alleging that the credit card didn't go through. Which it didn't.
Okay.
The lawyer said, hey, it was because of a safety security issue on the card.
He talked about that. I just assumed that was the case.
Right.
I didn't know.
No, the lawyer said that. So it was a security issue on the card. So when they brought the stuff back to Jamal, he got a little angry and he said, just give me my ID and I'm going to go. Apparently he saw her put, I guess, the ID in one of those binders or whatever, and he grabbed both of them and he walked out. I don't think he knew that there was cash in one of those binders.
Yeah,
I don't. There's no way he knew that.
What
my point is, it was a stupid, hot-headed move, and these moves are gonna end up catching up with him in the long run.
But once again, and I hate to just try to interject myself in this, we were pissed off yesterday, me and my friend, because it took them forever to give us our fucking credit card shit back. So sometimes they do that, and you get pissed, and you're like,
give me my shit back. Right, but
do
you think they did that on purpose to you guys?
No. You don't have to do anything on purpose that pisses me off.
100%.
If you piss me off, you piss me off.
But aren't you responsible for your actions?
100%. But
there you go.
But they're charging him with theft. Do they really think that this guy
took it out of it? That's theft. You cannot take money that's not yours out of a place. That is called theft.
Did he do it willingly?
It doesn't matter how he did it. It's theft. That's
it
what
was an
all
accident. But they're, it but don't they're alleging, matter. But they're alleging that he tried to stiff them for the $1,300. That's the bigger issue with them.
He walked out without paying. Yes, he tried to stiff them.
But what the lawyer said is he said he would pay them the next, and that wasn't good enough for them.
Let me ask you something. I walk out without paying a bill. Is it okay for me if I just don't have any money or I can't pay for it? I got to pay for it when the food comes to me. I just say, you know what? I don't have the money today. I'm going to pay you tomorrow. You can't do that.
What I've done before one time was I had to go to an ATM. Mm-hmm. And I said, here, I'll be back when I and get the money.
Okay.
But you have to understand. This is what you have to understand.
But
again.
But
you have to understand this. The card's not working.
Right.
He has no way to get the fucking money, right? It's
you call the bank.
2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock in the morning,
you call the bank. They're 24 hours.
Apparently, he had an issue with the bank because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. His debit card's not working. It's not 24 hours. Some of them stop at 11. My Citibank after 11, I can't call them. So he said it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And if he's telling them, I have no way to get this money to you right now, but I'm, he's good for the money. Like, for instance, if that was me.
How do they know he's good for the money?
Because he's Jermall Charlo.
How do they know he's Jermall Charlo?
He's a professional boxer.
He's not exactly a household name, my man.
Well, here's the thing. You're going in there with a group of people like that, right?
Right.
You can tell who's high rolling and who's not high rolling. Like you can tell.
Can you know?
Yeah, you can. You can know who.
I mean, everybody
can
dress.
I went to the.
I
went to the casino. I went to the casino. I went to the casino 2 weeks ago, right?
All right.
And I went upstairs to the high rollers tables and stuff. I know those guys had money. Now, could they have gotten to a situation? I was there at 12 o'clock at night. Could they have gotten to a situation where hey I can't, my comp check didn't go through, whatever. Again, here's the thing, Eric.
You don't
they
think
have
what
this,
he did was wrong?
Not to the extent it's being portrayed, and I'll tell you why. Here's the thing. When you do give them your credit card, right?
All right.
You give them your credit card, right? They have your information. They have your name, right?
Yeah.
They could get the money from you regardless.
Well, they have your information, so now they can call the police.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I'm saying is this. If he said, I will pay you tomorrow, and they were giving him a hard time about that, which the lawyer alleges,
well, sure.
Then I think that they're being dickheads too.
Why? They just provided a service.
Because it's
why in the world? If you provided me a service and you expected to get paid that day.
It's 2 o'clock in the
morning. So what? You should have the money when you go.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and your card doesn't work because of a security issue.
How do you know it was a security issue? I know that's what the lawyer said. I know that's what – how did they – I'm speaking for the restaurant here. How did they know it was a security issue? They don't. They only know what you tell them and you ain't got the money to pay them.
So they're assuming that Jermall Charlo is going to stiff them. Then.
You're looking at this from, hey, it's Jermall Charlo. They don't know who. Maybe they don't know who this guy is.
What if they did?
What if they did? Look at Adrian Bronner. You'd assume he has money.
What if they didn't know?
He's all over Instagram begging for money.
What if they didn't know who he was, but they knew that he was in a crowd with boxers? They knew an event was going on, and it was in Vegas. They knew what was going on.
All boxers don't live in mansions.
So what you're saying is that, well, he lives in a mansion.
Yes.
What you're saying is this. You don't think that he possibly could have told them, I can't get this money tonight because the card's declined. There's no way I can get money out of this card.
Perhaps.
Right? Maybe that was the only card he had on him.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And there was no way he could have got the money. Right? So if I'm the bar owner and he explained that to me, I had his information, you know what I would have done? I would have given him 48 hours. If I didn't get the money.
After yell at the waitress and cause a scene and all that other stuff. Now, if he was talking like you're talking now and trying to be reasonable, I said, look, this is who I am. I think there's a security thing. I can't call the bank right now.
We got to do a poll.
Wouldn't have had any problem, right? They wouldn't have had any problem, right?
You're right on that. But you know, Mike,
I'm right
on
all of it.
No, you're not.
I'm right on all of it.
No, I'm not. No,
yes.
Because I've seen you get mad. I've seen you lose your temper.
Never.
Right?
You never seen
me
lose
your
temper.
But again, you don't lose your temper just for the sake of losing your temper.
Correct.
Someone has to get you to that point.
Yes.
Everyone's going to break a point. Maybe he tried to explain himself and it was busy and they weren't trying to hear him. I went to a place last night, and I hate to keep bringing it back to myself, but I got the shittiest. I've gone to that place several times. I'm not going to name drop because I'm going to still go back there. I don't want
them. You're still going to go back there.
Well, because the food is that good. I give you one strike. If it happens again, then I'm not. But they gave me the shittiest service. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I get shitty service, I'm just being honest. I know for myself, I'm a dickhead too.
Sure.
I try to be nice.
Sure.
But like I've had people on Instacart tell me, "Miss, if you don't lower your voice, we're going to hang up on you." So what I'm telling you is you're judging him. You're judging him unfairly because you're looking at him at press conferences. You're looking at him in situations with other fighters. Mm-hmm. And fighters get heated when they're talking shit to other fighters.
Well, I'm also
so
going
just,
on what they saw on video. I'm also
again,
going on what they're saying on video.
Again,
the cops are
there
saying
was no, there was
the
no
restaurant.
Audio. There was no audio.
So if he's like throwing his hands up, you assume he's being called?
Some people talk with their hands. Some people move their hands.
Stop.
Again, you can't prove that he was being hostile.
Not to mention,
you
can't prove he was being hostile because he took two binders that didn't belong to him, one of which had his ID, one of which
because
had his
ID. Because they wouldn't give him his credit card back.
He grabbed them and walked out.
You don't know what they said to him.
I don't care what they said to him. You don't do that. That's not rational behavior. Rational behavior.
Yes. If someone takes my credit card from me,
uh-huh,
and they do not give it back to me, I will fucking snatch it out of their hands. Yes, I will.
You may snatch the credit card and then just walk out with all the money and everything like that. That was okay.
Did he take the binders out of the place?
He took the binders out.
So technically, that's how much
that's
money was
theft.
In there? That's larceny. Was
it's
it
theft?
Was
the, yeah.
Yeah, it's larceny.
He stole them.
Okay.
Larceny has a price. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What is larceny price? There's larceny. There's grand larceny. What?
Over $250. Over $2,500 is grand theft larceny. Was there over $2,500 in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
$2,500.
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying.
And maybe the laws are different in San Antonio. All I know is he took money that wasn't his out of the restaurant. That is stealing.
Okay.
That's stealing, man.
Okay, but again, what's the repercussions for that? And why do you wait 6 weeks?
Did
he return the money?
I would like to find out when.
Did he return the money?
We don't know. I'm assuming he did.
Okay.
He has no reason to keep whatever's in there.
So he returned the money.
All right.
So where's the crime?
What do you mean, where's the crime? You took
the
money out. Listen, just because I stole a TV from your house and then I give it back to you the next week, it's not different. You're stealing.
Different.
How is it different?
Because he didn't intentionally do it. It's extenuating circumstances.
It doesn't matter if you intentionally did it or you didn't do
it.
No,
it
doesn't.
Sure it does. He's
it
not going to.
It does not.
I will bet my life that he does not get convicted on this because of the evidence presented.
He's not.
He will not get convicted.
He
will
not
do probation. He will not do probation. He won't even do probation.
Of course he's
it'll
not.
Get,
that
doesn't
make
thrown
him
out.
Any
it'll
less
get
of a moron.
So he didn't really.
That doesn't make him any less of a
you
moron.
You don't like him. You're judging him because you don't. You're judging him on his personality. You're not judging him.
I'm judging him because he stole money from a restaurant.
You're not judging him by the law.
I'm
judging him because you don't like him.
You're not judging him by the law. Are you serious?
I am judging him by the
law. How are you judging him by the law? You just said what he did was fine.
Because it was petty larceny, okay? Because it's Jermall Charlo, they're blowing it out of proportion. It was petty larceny.
We don't know. First of all, we don't know when the report was filed.
You said it was filed last Wednesday.
No, I said he turned himself in last Wednesday. I don't know
when
it was
filed. So why would he turn himself in last Wednesday if there wasn't a warrant out for him?
There was a warrant out for him.
So, again, it took 6 weeks for a warrant to be put out on him. So if this was so serious, he would have had a warrant out on him the next day.
Don't know how it works. I don't know how it works.
It works. I know how it works.
You know how it works in San Antonio?
Yeah, I do know how it works.
You do have to work in San Antonio.
It was Las Vegas. It wasn't San Antonio. I do know how
it works. The alleged incident all went down in San Antonio on July 16th.
Wasn't that fight in Las Vegas?
It says the alleged – I don't know where the fight was. It said the alleged incident went down on San Antonio in San Antonio on July 16th.
I heard it was Las Vegas.
Well, I'm reading right here. It's San Antonio.
I can guarantee you this, and I'll call up any lawyer right now. It doesn't take 6 weeks to get a warrant on somebody.
No. No, I don't know that it does.
So you have to you have to concede that that is weird. You have to concede that.
I will concede.
You have to concede that.
I will concede if they file charges that late.
Okay.
If they file charges that late, that's a little odd, yes.
Robbie said it took place in San Antonio. I apologize. I stand corrected.
I just told you it took place in San Antonio.
You did, and Robbie confirmed it.
As long as Robert confirms it, yeah.
He says it. He doesn't lie.
Yeah, right. No, not at all.
He doesn't lie.
Not at all.
He exaggerates. He doesn't lie.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick. 773, you're live.
Steve.
773, you're live. Don't worry, we got all the time in the world. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, why don't you just, what are you going to do? Like, kick your feet up?
Hurry
what are you
going to
do?
Beep. Sound ridiculous.
Yes.
This is Kevin from Chicago.
Yeah, because you don't what? Like
Kevin, am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong here?
He doesn't like PBC fighters. It's tribalism.
He doesn't like PBC
no,
fighters.
No. He
hates PBC fighters. Kevin, am I
wrong here?
If Lomachenko did it,
it would be just as big as an offense.
Not to him, it wouldn't be.
Oh, now we're going somewhere it shouldn't be. Oh, that's terrible.
It took 6 weeks, Eric, for them to file.
We don't know how long it took to file.
Yes,
you
do.
I know when the incident happened. I don't know when they filed it.
Hold on. I just listened to you guys ramble.
On Wednesday, Eric. He turned himself in.
We're talking over Kevin. Let Kevin talk.
B, your whole argument about it's Charlo. Like, Charlo's some superstar.
Right, like he's a god.
Everyone
or something.
Knows who Charlo is.
I'm not saying he's a god.
And then you're saying
he's a celebrity, though.
And then you're saying
deny that.
He. No one knows who the hell that dude is. Like, so, like he's some superstar.
They know he isn't in Texas.
Brad Pitt type person. He's some A-list actor or something.
Doesn't have to be.
He's not even a star in the boxing world. He's not like some Triple G, Canelo Alvarez type star. So.
That's true.
Is ridiculous. The second point is the idea that you can just come back. Oh, just walk out and come back tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know what bar you've been to. Maybe in your little podunk neighborhood local bar, they allow you to do that. But when you're spending $1,300 like that, they don't allow that. That's absurd. Another absurd argument.
Yes, they do. Sure they do. So what are they going to do then? If he doesn't have the money, what are they going to do? Are they going to make him go in the back and wash dishes? What are they going to do? Were they going to shake him down? What are they going
to
do?
They're going to have to hold on to their card.
Tell me what the resolution is. Tell me what the resolution is.
They're going to hold on to his card.
Why? It doesn't work.
What are they going to do? ID
took him 6 weeks to
hold
fucking
to
file
ID
a charge against
card.
The guy.
I don't know what
if they picked
do,
him up Wednesday. If he turned himself
do.
In Wednesday, if he turned himself in Wednesday, last Wednesday, and I read the report, he turned himself in last Wednesday, and the incident happened 6 weeks ago. It happened the day before the Brian Castano Jermell Charlo fight. The incident happened, and they're just fucking picking him, and they just filing a warrant for him 6 weeks later. That is fishy to me.
And I'm going to stand on that, and no one's going to convince me otherwise.
Warrants take time. Warrants take time.
No, they don't.
Put out.
They don't take 6 weeks.
Yeah, they do.
They take 48 hours maximum.
Yep.
You want me to go get my book? You want me to go get my book?
I do not want you to go get your book now.
Okay.
The thing is, I believe
you understand
this
that warrants don't take more than 48 hours. You can get a warrant in 24 hours in certain cases. Does not take 6 weeks.
Okay, let him talk. We know your stance on this. Let Kevin talk.
Charlo, so this is what happened in the incident. I'll tell you right now, and I don't even have to be there to tell you what happened. He was out partying, having a good time. He spent a big bill. He was flexing and this and that. And what happened? His car declined. He got embarrassed. He threw a fit, and he snatched his cards back, and he walked out, and he threatened the staff. That's exactly what happened. He was embarrassed because his card declined, and he made a mistake, threatened the staff, snatched his card, walked out of the joint. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's exactly what happened. And you defending him, trying to make excuses, and your whole, you just go back tomorrow, and he's Charlo. He's famous. Let him do what he wants. You're ridiculous. You're the biased one here. You're saying we're biased. Now, you're the biased.
No, I'm not.
You're bending over.
No,
you're
not.
Bending over backwards for this dude.
Explain to me why it took them 6 weeks to pick him up then. Just explain that to me. If the incident happened back in July.
A week. Warrants don't take a week. Sometimes they take 2 months, 3 months. Okay?
No, they don't.
What
that's incorrect.
That you is that it takes,
that's incorrect.
Takes
That is incorrect.
Days or something.
That is incorrect. You can get a warrant in 24 hours. Generally, it takes 2 days. I know for a fact. I will put my life on it. It does not take. I know for a fact. I have the information.
All right.
You didn't do the research. I did. You didn't do the research.
I want to talk about the Paul Woodley play real quick.
All right. Who do you got tonight?
I'm already seeing the excuses that, he ain't fighting a boxer. They're already trying to downplay a Jake Paul victory. Tyron Woodley's former UFC champ. Devastating knockout power. This dude, Paul's got 3 fights against YouTube quality opponents. Now he's going in there with the former UFC champ. And people try to downplay it like it's some joke. That's a dangerous fight. That's a very dangerous fight with a really explosive, athletic, powerful guy. And this is no easy task. And I got to commend him for getting in the ring with the former UFC champion. World-class athlete like Tyron Woodley. Anybody else who's trying to downplay that is a hater, plain and simple. O-H.
I-O, baby. That's it. All right, Kevin. Good call. 508.
From this day, you'll be my new fool.
Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
Georgie.
Yo, Beats. Yo, Beats.
Yes.
Where
yes.
Beats at? Listen, Beats.
I'm right here, baby.
I love you, my brother. I love you relentlessly.
You've been arrested. You know. You know how long it takes. You've been arrested. I've been arrested before, too. I know how long it takes.
Listen,
I'm not proud of it, but I know how long it takes.
I'm not going to get in technicalities due to my lawyer's advice. All I got to say about Charlo, yo, my babes, you seen Charlo on TV, not even like if you met him in personal life or not, but what you seen on TV, how he come across to
you? I don't like him either. I don't like him. If I met him, I wouldn't like him. I'm telling you that right now. I'm just telling
right.
you the law.
No, but besides
it has nothing to do
law,
with me liking him.
Just,
I don't like him. I don't like him.
Judging,
I think he's a loudmouth. I don't like him.
No, I'm just saying, judging the dude's personality, bro, I see a clear cluster.
A complaint? Okay, Georgie, let me talk. I'm going to clear it right now. A complaint was filed on 7/16, the date of the incident.
Okay.
Done. They're not called checking, son.
So why?
Well,
you
go look at the San Antonio clerk of court. Go look at the clerk of court. I'm going to answer it. If you let me finish. If you go look at the San Antonio Torture Course, Bexar, all right, Bexar County, go look at there. They've got a timeline of everything that happened.
Okay.
Warrant was issued on 8/7. Warrant was returned on 8/25.
Okay.
So it took a couple of weeks. Thank you, Aaron Daly. Thank you so much. He says that Cusimano to beat Dubois tonight. Listen, man, that's a good fight. That is a really solid fight. I really think that's going to be good.
When was the complaint, he said?
Wow, Robert says 7/16. Robert says your phone sounds like garbage, Georgie. What do you reply to that?
Who said that, Robbie?
Robbie.
Well, if you're telling he stopped stealing my internet, watching fucking Brown Sugar all the time, I may have a fucking better connection.
Brown Sugar.
Listen, bro, but yo, Beep, what I'm saying about Charlo is that it is not impossible for me or anybody to imagine this man in this predicament, regardless if it is an injustice. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that this motherfucker started this shit. Like the previous caller from Chicago said, he threw a tantrum. Something happened, a technicality, nobody saying he's broke, nobody really saying he's a thief, but he got out of the pocket. And because he's Charlo, he thought that,
you
I'm going to get away with
though.
This shit.
You're just assuming he got out of pocket. You weren't there. You didn't see it.
We're going on what the police said.
Now, what going
but there's
on?
There's no audio.
What
you don't
know
need audio
Charlo,
to see him grab. I don't need audio to know that he grabbed the stuff and went out. That's
listen,
a crime.
Yo.
He can't take, so he can't take his card back.
He cannot take money out of the restaurant, no. He was out of pocket.
So that was his intention to take money out of the restaurant.
It was
like
not his intention. It doesn't make it any less of a crime. All right, George, we're going to go. Your phone leaves a lot to be desired here. All right, area code 805. 805, you're live.
Hey, guys,
maybe
what's
again,
up?
Maybe not.
What's
hey,
up, man?
Wake up, wake
what's
up.
Up, man? Beeb, I am awake. I'm just
we're
laughing at you.
We're going to get Charlo life in prison for pulling his card out of a waitress's hand.
No, he pulled money out of a waitress's hand. There's a big difference.
That's
I'm
her
just
fault
laughing at you.
Right. It's her fault. Yeah, her fault.
Should have put it in the register.
Her fault.
In the register.
Just like it was the lady's fault for running in Central Park at midnight. She got raped. Hey, it was her fault, right?
Straw man. That's a straw man.
That's not a straw man.
That's a straw man.
It's not a straw man.
It's a diversion.
Go ahead, Nacho.
If this was a serious issue, he would have been in jail that night.
Well, not according to San Antonio. It's a robbery.
Because it wasn't a serious issue.
Took 3 weeks to get the search warrant.
Because it wasn't a serious issue.
You watch too much CSI, my man. Georgie. Not Georgie.
If it was
Nacho.
If it was a serious issue, he would have went to jail that night. They would have locked him up.
I don't know that.
Yo, you guys done?
Nacho. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just laughing at you guys going back and forth about this whole situation. I mean, I know, that's why. I'm like, wow, both of these guys are Perry Mason now all of a sudden.
Because the guy's not going to face any charges. It's a waste of the fucking taxpayers' money.
It's not a waste. It's not a waste. It's 100% not a waste. Guarantee he pays something. Guarantee he pays something.
He's going to pay his bill.
You know, I guarantee he pays something. Guarantee he's bigger. He might be paying more than that, son.
Possible.
Yeah, there you go. That's crime. That's what happens.
Possible. You don't know that. Possible.
No. All right, Nacho.
Hey, yeah, finally. So, yeah,
fucking
just...
kids on Quaaludes. Wake up.
Wait a minute. Nacho's still on.
Keep talking.
Go ahead, Nacho.
You keep talking and yelling at Eric. When the hell am I supposed to be able
Eric's
to talk?
Eric's
Nacho's got my back.
Eric with his CSI bullshit over there. He's ready to fucking, he's ready to cancel somebody over
but
a fucking,
keep going,
fucking bot tab.
You keep going and you keep yelling and you keep interjecting. Come on, Beep. Like, seriously? It's like, wow.
Nacho, you've been watching the show for 6 years. You know how I am by now. All of a sudden, I'm loud.
What did I just wake up? I just woke up this morning and became loud.
No, I didn't say that you just woke up. I didn't say you just woke up this morning, but at the same time, you keep interrupting the call, and I can't get a word in. It's like, come on, you know? Like, if I
get your words
in, able to talk, now we can talk. All right, just really quick, I just wanted to comment on the card tonight. At least there's some, you know, halfway decent fights on the card tonight. Like, I'm curious to see that Love and Baranchik fight, and then I definitely want to see the Dubois-Cusumano fight. But, yeah, I agree with you guys. You guys are talking about Jake Paul is not going to fight anybody with any real boxing experience. The guy had an interview with ESPN a few days ago. They posted it on their website. He literally admitted he's not going to fight anybody who actually has any kind of boxing background or experience whatsoever.
Right.
He's admitted he doesn't want to lose that O. So this idea that people think, this idea that people think he's really going to fight a boxer at some point, they're delusional.
Like anybody's that's breaking news. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? He's going to go out there and fight a pro? No,
he's not going to fight a pro anytime soon. The guy knows he's
got
this
Philly
convoy.
What did Philly Irish say? Philly Drew, when he called up, what did he say? He said, I want to see this guy get knocked out. He said he would fight him because he wants to see this guy get knocked out, and that's why they're going to tune in.
He's going to lose tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yeah. Eric, he's using the Mayweather playbook to get people to buy this fight.
Right.
You know, he's pissing people off, and yeah, that's what he's doing, but the guy's never going to step up and fight a legit fighter. I just find it comical that people really think he's going to be stupid enough to step in there with a real fighter. I mean, come on. Like, really? Yeah. I mean, the guy just – like, he literally admitted in the article, Eric, that he's only planning on fighting for a few years so he can milk as much money out of it as he can, and then he's planning on just, like, walking away. So the guy's not looking at this as being, like, a legit career option for him.
Shocking.
Like
we're all sitting around wondering, you know what I mean? You think he's going to fight Canelo for real?
But can we be be mad at this guy for making millions of dollars to do this, though? Can we get mad at him?
I mean, no. I agree, Beep. There's no reason that anybody should be mad as long as there's people dumb enough to buy this guy's fight.
We don't condone. Like, don't be like Hillary Clinton and call our listeners a basket
of deplorables.
You don't go down that road, Nacho.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Nacho?
Please.
Come on.
You already cheated on the trivia game. That's
come
one
on.
Character flaw.
We're going to start with this again, Beeb. Really? You're really going to keep holding a grudge after I beat you a second time? Come on, Beeb. Really? I thought you were supposed to be a good sport about this, Beeb. If you want, I'll give you a third crack at the apple. I mean, damn.
Eric, set up a third one.
How many more cracks?
Is it really a rivalry when you lose twice? I don't know.
Stop with these Mickey Mouse questions like, what's Archie Moore's favorite color? I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, my God.
We did Archie Moore and his wife go on their honeymoon. You don't need these questions.
They went to Chicago. Everybody knows that. It's common knowledge.
All right.
Shout out to Drew for becoming a new YouTube member. Thank you so much, my man. We appreciate it. All right, Nacho, we're going to get running. Who do you like tonight?
Yeah.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I think
you're going to buy it.
You're going to buy it. The undercard's solid.
I'm not contributing to this guy's pockets.
I'm reporting you to the
you're not even going to lie in anybody's pocket. That's cold-blooded, son.
Hey,
you're a cold
Eric,
fish,
are
Nacho.
You surprised?
I'm calling you in.
This guy's salty because I beat him twice. Are you surprised at this point? All right,
guys.
He's
very competitive. I will say that.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right. See you.
All right. You know, we were talking about this earlier about the Paul fight, and it's in Ohio. It's in Cleveland. Cleveland's about 4 hours away. But you know what the thing is, man? Like, the tickets there, you could have got in cheap. You could have got in for, like, $50. But the seats weren't great, man. I'm to the point where, like, if I'm going to go to an event, I want good seats. You know what I mean?
This wasn't a Pacquiao Mayweather type thing. If that was the case, you would have gone.
Well, sure. I think that's a different kind of thing. Yeah.
This is not a historic event.
No, it's not. I would have liked to have gone. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would have liked to have gone. But ticket prices were just, you know, for where I wanted to sit.
For what it was, and what you wanted, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And you got to work tomorrow?
I got to work tomorrow. Me and you work every day, man. We're hardworking guys, man.
I got to work.
What do we do, man?
And I mean,
you know,
you on this show, man, is working itself.
I'll tell you what. These guys are buying Manscaped. We're totally going to work tomorrow now, you know. I mean, what am I going to do? What are me and you going to do, Beebe?
You don't want us on this show.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Okay, so I'm going to just say something random today. And this made me really sad this morning. I you know, I got in my car this morning. I pulled out, jumped in the Beebe mobile. I went up Broadway. You know, and I'm about maybe 10 to 12 minutes from the beach.
All right.
I saw a seagull on the ground. It was splattered. I've never seen that before. So far away from the beach.
You saw a seagull?
Yeah, and he was smashed and he was splattered. And my heart kind of sunk. I just felt bad. Like, it kind of made me sad the whole rest of the day, man. Is that weird? Like, because seagulls usually are fast enough. They can get out of the way. But if the truck is, like, big enough and high enough off the ground.
Yeah.
Then I guess the grill could hit it, right?
Yeah. I think what that's called, though, I think what it's called is getting soft. I think that's what it's called. I think that's called getting soft.
I think now that you're seeing roadkill
and everything, and a tear comes down your eye because somebody littered or something like that, I think that's called getting soft. I don't know.
I almost wanted to call animal control so that seagull could get a proper burial. I mean, I just felt bad. I just felt sad.
They're going to take him to the zoo and feed him to the lions.
That's a proper burial for the zoo. But he was smashed. So I'm thinking maybe the tire got under him. You know what I mean?
You think they had to scrape him up with a shovel?
This is so sad seeing a seagull, because seagulls are fast. They don't they're hard. Like, when you go near a seagull, you just move. The seagull flies. Like, so how did that seagull not be able to get away from that car or truck, whatever it was?
He's soft like bread, son. Soft like bread now. What's the matter with you?
Don't make fun.
All right. IBF mandates vaccines for the Teofimo fight. The IBF has mandated that Teofimo Lopez and George Kambosos must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 7th to proceed with their October 5th fight. There you go. That fight is going to be in New York on October 5th on Triller. How about that fight's on like a Tuesday or something crazy? And it's a pay-per-view. It's like $30.
But that's common. Is it going to be in Australia?
No, it's going to be in Madison Square.
Okay, so that's weird. You know why?
I would imagine a small room, too.
In Australia, they do fights on the weekdays like that.
Yeah, they do.
And it does well because they're used to it. It's just common.
I mean, what else are you going to do in Australia? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. But you think it's a good idea having them mandate that?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't want to voice my opinion on it because it's very controversial.
So do you think it's a good idea for them to mandate that?
I'll tell you offline.
Just tell me now. I think it's a good idea. I'll tell you what. I think it's a good idea because, and I understand the whole rights thing, you get trampled over. I get that. But if you're working at a certain area like a hospital, they will mandate you get vaccines. When there's this much money on the line and he's your employer, they're basically your employer because they're promoting the fight and putting all the money down. Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's a good move because they already took a bath on this fight once.
I have to stay neutral when it comes to stuff like this.
What's going on with the Beebe, man? What's going on with the Beebe tonight, man? You over there crying in front of seagulls and stuff like that? Now you can't even tell me what side you fall on in this? Come on, man. You getting soft.
I have my own personal belief.
You soft, son. Come on. Wow, you're going to go out like this? You really going to go out like this? That's cold blood. I never thought I'd see the Beebe go out like this. Wow.
I will say this.
Wow.
My own personal opinion. I'm pro-vaccine. But
I'm pro-vaccine too, yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable telling people that they have to get it. Yeah. Because I'm not a full libertarian,
right.
But I do have and I have adopted some of their views. I think some of their stuff is I would consider myself a moderate libertarian.
Yeah.
So I don't like the idea. Like, I hate wearing masks. So I don't want to be a hypocrite and tell someone they have to get a vaccine when I'm complaining about people forcing me to wear masks. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my own personal opinion, I'm pro-vaccine, and I'm very happy and I'm glad that I got it because I got it and I feel comfortable now. I haven't had any symptoms. I've gotten tested a couple times after having the vaccine. I'm good. And I know numerous people in my family and friends who have got the vaccine, and they're doing just fine too. Now, is there going to be an outlier? Absolutely. Yeah. But I think I'd rather have the vaccine than not have the vaccine.
I agree. I would agree with that.
But I don't feel comfortable telling someone that they have to get it.
Well, you and I may not feel comfortable telling someone, but if I'm putting $5 million for a fight, and listen, I feel 100% comfortable saying you're going to have
Well, here's the thing. When you work for somebody, right?
Right.
They have there's dress codes. They can tell you can't wear jeans. So in that situation, my opinion is I have to agree with them in that situation because they're the ones that are putting up the money. So in that case, yes. Because you still don't have to get the vaccine, but they don't have to sanction your fight.
If
they don't want to.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's not discrimination because they're doing it with everybody. That
private company. You know, those private companies, yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. I think that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. By the way, the poll was Charlo wrong. 84% says yes. 16, no. Steve, you're in the minority. All right.
I have to be in the minority in this one. But I will say this: if it was, I will tell you this. I was in a bar fight before, and I got locked up that night. Because why? Because it was a humdinger of a bar fight, right? I was in the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong crowd, and we got in a gang fight with another gang in there. Not a gang fight.
Were you throwing up gang signs, or how did it go?
So, if this was a serious issue, this warrant would have been expedited, and he would have been in jail within 48 hours.
If it was
that serious of an issue.
Right, but
in my opinion, he's not a threat
to the public. This wasn't a threat to the public kind of thing.
Okay. My opinion, I think he's going to beat the charges. And in my opinion, I'm going to concede he's a hothead. But I'm also going to concede that they could have been wrongdoing on their part too. I've been on the wrong end of bad customer service.
But just because it's bad customer service doesn't give you a right to go crazy.
But again,
you're in charge of your emotions.
That word crazy is a subjective word.
But you would agree with this. You are always in charge of your emotions.
Of course.
There you go.
I will say this too. You have to answer this question honestly. Have you ever snapped at someone who was waiting on you?
Absolutely.
That gave you bad service.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's 100% my fault.
Okay.
Because I wasn't in charge of my emotions at that point. Yeah.
Okay. But did that person, were that person wrong by the way they came at you? Now, two wrongs don't make a right.
Maybe not, because now I don't remember the incident. I just know that it's happened before where you've gotten out of pocket with somebody or whatever. But the thing is, you know, she could have been as nice as could be to him. He was just irritated with the situation.
You know why I say this, too? Because I worked at the Ritz-Carlton before, and I learned the greatest standard of customer service.
Yeah.
And people love me at my job because I'll go to the counter where I work and I'll talk to people and they'll scream and yell at me, right? I don't do anything back.
Right.
Now, there's people at my job that aren't like me. I've worked at other places where people will answer the phone and they'll be like, Well, it's not my problem. I don't care. Go, go, blah, 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 blah. So when you act like a jerk to somebody,
sure,
you have to expect someone to act like a jerk to you back. I'm not saying that they, I'm not saying that they did act like a jerk to him, but I'm saying it's possible. Because I know sometimes when they take my card and I'm waiting to get my card back, and it takes, it took one time, it took them 25 minutes to give me my card back, I was angry.
Sure.
I was pissed.
Sure.
And if I saw, and if I saw the binder with my card in it, I would have grabbed the binder and took the card out. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but you would have taken it out of the restaurant.
Taking the whole binder out of the restaurant, that's a little crazy.
Because he took two. He thought, you know, he just took two because he didn't know where his ID was, and then in there was X amount of dollars or whatever whatever it was. So that's
and he's probably he was probably embarrassed because his card didn't work.
Well, sure.
And he was frustrated that his card didn't work, and he probably tried to call, but there was nothing that could be done at that time. It was probably busy at the bar. So, you know,
I tell you, and I hate those security things on the bank cards.
And sometimes, sometimes too, when it's busy at an establishment, sometimes the wait staff or bartenders, they can get short with you. They can be rude. They can be rude to you because they're under stress. They're
human,
or under pressure. They're under pressure. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that two wrongs make a right, but I'm guessing that something that waitress said, she could have been flippant with him.
We don't
know. She could have said something that pissed him off. I don't know, but I'm not going to rule that out. But he shouldn't have taken the both of the binders out of the restaurant.
No.
He should have just taken his card.
I don't even know that he should have. Well, yeah, you know, I mean,
should have taken his card.
Yeah,
you know?
And then probably everything would have been forgotten.
I'm just trying to put. I'm trying to put myself in his situation. Like, what would you do if that was your card, and it was like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and you called the bank, and you couldn't get a hold of somebody, right? And you couldn't. You had no way of paying them. What would you have done in his situation?
Well, I would have tried to explain to him, hey, you know, hey, look, instead of getting angry about it, because now I feel like a schmuck because I don't have the money to pay, I would have just said, hey, look, this is the deal. They put a security thing on. This is clearly a security thing because I know I've got the money on here. Is there any way if I leave this here, can I leave some like some kind of collateral with you? Can I do something where I can come back tomorrow and get this straightened out? Would that be okay?
Okay. What I would have done, I'll tell you exactly what I would have done. I'm trying to call my bank. I can't get a hold of them. Hold on to my card, and I'll come back with money. And then when I give you the money, you give me my card back.
Yeah, I would have them make a copy of my driver's license, everything else, so they can get a hold of
and
me.
And then
yeah.
Sometimes what I'm saying is he is a hothead, but what I'm saying is they probably pissed him off because he may have tried to talk to him. I don't know. He may not have. But something they said – what I'm saying is they possibly could have escalated the situation too. Now, could he have de-escalated what they escalated? I don't know. Probably.
We don't even know if they escalated anything.
We don't know.
I mean, he
we
could have just
know.
Been irritated and based on what we've seen of him in the public.
But you know, in that situation when you're out partying with your friends, he could have been drunk too. So many things could have happened.
Was he
but,
the one that threw the chair or was his brother the one that threw the chair in that fight, the ringside fight or whatever? Didn't they have a fight where they were involved with some chair throwing or something stupid.
Was it
happened.
Them?
Yeah.
Was it them?
I believe
yeah, I don't,
so,
I,
yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
All right, guys.
I can't remember.
It's 7:55. You guys, we're going to go watch the Paul fight. Catch Beeb live on Twitter at JHabib1. Our YouTube channel is ringsidereporterlive.com. And you can find me, of course, on Twitter at ringside73. And we will catch you guys next week.